It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protests over the killing of George Floyd continue to grow across Colorado and the country. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse is calling for calm and unity. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse says there needs to be systemic and real reforms to deal with inequality in America, and he's working on legislative proposals to do just that. In the meantime, the first African-American elected to the House from Colorado says he's doing what he can to restore peace, calm, and unity.
I worry a great deal about subversive organizations, extremist groups that are attempting to divide Americans and inflame racial tensions, and we can't let them succeed.
Neguse says he did attend a protest over the weekend in his district. He wanted to hear what people, and youth in particular, had to say. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State health officials say spikes in the cancer-causing chemical benzene are not a common occurrence near Bella Romero Academy in Greeley. That's the conclusion of a third report that analyzed air near the school, which is near oil and gas wells. Christy Richardson with the state of Colorado says officials will continue watching the area. They've installed an air monitor at the school.
And it could also happen on the level of finer detail where we put out our mobile lab again and try to understand, are we seeing levels that are the same or have they decreased, have they increased?
The report says workers gathered more than 360 hours of samples after recording one benzene spike last fall. No samples measured above EPA-recommended limits for benzene. Environmental groups have criticized Colorado for not using more rigorous standards for the chemical, like the one set by California. State officials are encouraging Coloradans to get outside this summer as long as they take precautions against COVID-19. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Governor Polis's updated stay-at-home order, announced earlier this week, specifically mentions outdoor recreation. In fact, it's called Safer at Home in the Vast Great Outdoors. But on a press call, Colorado Natural Resources Director Dan Gibbs says Coloradans should still try to raft, hike, fish, or mountain bike in their local communities. If they do travel, he says pack like you're going to the moon to avoid grocery stores and gas stations. And if someone camps, he says they should try to only do so with their family and stay at least 6 feet from others. The new recommendations are in effect until July 1st. I'm Sam Brash, CPR.